have with me here Pella Peterson. And first of all, Pella, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm the soybean extension agronomist at Iowa State University. We are do both research and extension. All my research is focused on soybean yield and profitability for the growers in Iowa.
Well, we've got this technology showcase tour stop here just north of Des Moines. What do you think about a company like Monsanto and Kruger putting on this type of event for growers?
Well, it's always nice that growers can come out and see what's coming in the pipelines. A lot of time, what they're seeing here today is maybe a little bit in advance of what the grower's going to deal with. And, you know, we're doing research with many seed companies where we're testing new technologies, and hopefully with our data and growers come out and look at the plots like here, you know, they'll have a better understanding what they're going to buy in the future.
So what is the message you've got for growers today?
Oh, today we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in the growing season early on, what they can expect right now, what they should monitor here right now and in the near future. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about, in the end, the research we're doing right now, why we're doing it, and where are we going to go next year.
Well, I know that conditions can be very diverse across a state like Iowa, but how would you describe not where we've been as much as where we're at right now in terms of corn and soybeans across the state?
I don't believe we have that good crops people are talking about. I don't see it in either soybean or corn. There's no doubt Northwest Iowa has the best crop in the state, but compared to what, that's always the question. Right now it's very cool, it's cloudy, it's going to be cool here for the next week, and you don't grow a 200 bushel corn crop or 80 bushel bean crop when it's in the 70s. You know, that's I don't think everybody will understand that. We're still running around 110 to 140 growing degree unit behind a normal year. And it's just tough to do it in a situation like that. And I'll try to explain that for the growers, that they have to be realistic, and we just have to manage what we can. We can't increase the yield right now. We can just protect what we have. And, of course, that takes some management, but that's the only way forward.
Well, as you look towards the end of the season here, from a management practice standpoint, anything specific you might recommend?
Well, we have a lot of things happening in soybeans right now. Aphids have shown up throughout the state. Many areas north of Highway 3 are above threshold. Many farmers have been out spraying already, and now they start moving into central Iowa. We're not at threshold yet, but with these cool temperatures, a lot of things can happen the next 2 to 5 days. So I'll recommend anybody to go out and scout this afternoon when they get home, because we know what that insect did to us in 2003. We don't want that to happen again, but also we don't want them to go out and spray too early, because then we may have to go back and spray one more time, and that's another loss for them. So it's a very sensitive period right now, but they're very easy to manage. It's all about scouting. So,
well, thank you very much, Pella, for taking a minute to speak with me here at this Technology Showcase Field Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.